You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And Paul reminded Timothy to be a faithful steward in these two areas.
如果从第二节看到第四节, 我们看见这个 preacher 主要是讲到 doctrine, 教义这一方面的事情。
If you read verses 2 through 4, you realize that Paul is emphasizing the preaching of doctrine.
然后第五节说, do the work of evangelists, 是讲到传福音布道这一方面。
But in verse 5, he changed his direction and said, you have to do the work of an evangelist spreading the gospel.
那这两方面不可以分的。
Of course, you really cannot divorce the two.
当你去教导 doctrine 教义的时候，你不要忘记，今天还有许多人还没有认识主。When
you're preaching on sound doctrine, you have to remember that many are not saved today.
你要带领一个人信主的时候，不是单单看他举手走到前面就叫已经得救了。And
to be an evangelist doesn't mean that it will end with the person raising his hand and coming up to notify his intention to become a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再三的强调这件事情。
Please forgive me for emphasizing this point again and again.
为什么这个传道人要讲三个月，约翰福音3章16节？
Why did that pastor preach on John 3:16 for 3 months?
因为他看见教会里面太多有名无实挂名的基督徒。
Because he saw among his midst there are too many Christians in name only.
为什么今天教会会产生那么多这种现象？
Why is that the case?
因为今天在教会里面对布道让他接受主的这样的一个看法看得太随便。Because
many churches today are taking the work of evangelism a little bit too lightly.
举手到前面来，他就是基督徒。我手说，哎呀，感谢主，你得救。If
that person raised their hand, they came up. I will shake the hands and say, Frank, thank God, you are saved.
弟兄姊妹，他的举手到前面来，不过代表他的心愿而已，并不是真正他的生命好像还没有被主所得着。Brothers
and sisters, when that person raised their hand, they are just signifying their desire. Their lives have not been touched by God yet.
所以我想从一个角度来看，中文圣经把这两个字都翻成传道，可能有圣灵的美意在里面。So
on the other hand, when I look into the Chinese, and I realize that maybe God has a special plan to allow the translation to make them the same.
我们今天在讲教义的时候，不要忘记传福音；我们今天传福音的时候，不要忘记后面的栽培和造就。So
we should be reminded when we preach doctrine, we should evangelize, and when we evangelize, we should be reminded to do follow-up in teaching. Some say the church is not responsible.
看见举手了。
After a person raised their hand,
马上就可以下池子里面去受浸。
They can immediately be baptized.
没有好好的把信仰一个整套的完整的东西告诉他。
They never spent time to give them the systematic truth.
求主帮助我们不随便摘一个不成熟的果子。
May God help us so that we do not get fruit that is not ripe.
也让我们努力能够鼓励信徒的长进。
And so that we can encourage believers to grow.
我觉得这是保罗在这里特别提醒我们。
I feel that this is what Paul is trying to remind us.
我讲到这里还不够，他从第六节开始讲到他自己心里面的感动。But
after all this, Paul went on in verse 6 to talk about his own burdens.
6节、7节、8节是三节非常重要跟忠心的管家有关系的经文。These
three verses are intimately related with the concept of being a faithful steward.
上个礼拜我从第六节讲到从过从现在来看忠心的管家，第七节从过去来看忠心的管家。
I shared with you last week how verse 6 looks at the faithful steward in the present tense, in verse 7 from the past tense, and in verse 8 the future tense. But today I would like to look at these three verses from another angle.
我们看第六节。
Let us look in verse 6.
这里说，我现在被交电，我离世的时候到了。
Paul says, For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure.
上礼拜我从离世这个字来讲到基督徒对死亡的看法。
Last week, I emphasized on the word departure and looked into the Christian view on death.
我们看见这个世界有许许多多不公平的地方。
We see that this world seemingly filled with injustice.
但是我们感谢神，有一样东西是公平的，有一天我们都要面临没有办法避免的那个死亡。
But we praise God, there's one thing that is just. All of us will have to face death.
那我们对死亡的态度，我们对死亡的看法，就决定我们今天活在地上的意义。
And our attitude towards death determines how we live.
今天我要跟大家一起思想，不是从离世这两个字，从前面交奠这两个字来看。
But instead of looking at departure again, this week I would like to share with you from the offering.
请各位注意听 NIV 的翻译，跟我们中文的翻译有什么不一样的地方。
Let's look at the English translation, particularly the New International Version.
中文说，我现在被交奠。我们听英文怎么翻译
？In the English, it says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering."
有没有注意到这有一点不同
？Is there? Do you see any particular difference?
在中文是说祭坛在这里。
In the Chinese, the connotation is that here is the altar.
我现在要被交给，所以我现在走上去。
I am about to be offered, and I'm.Walking towards the altar.
但是在英文圣经说 ，I'm already being poured as a drink offering. 我已经被放在那个祭坛上，已经在那边做 drink offering.
But in the English connotation, seemingly Paul is being poured out already.
在时态上，动词的时态上不一样。
So there is some difference in the timing.
我上礼拜讲说，保罗在这里宣告说，我不是上尼罗王的刑台，我是上上帝的祭坛。
I shared with you last time, Paul viewed his execution as a chance to go to become an offering to God.
那是从中文的翻译来讲。
And that's from a viewpoint of Chinese translation.
如果我们从原文，特别从原文的角度，他加了一个已经这个字在里面。
If we really look into the original language,We find the word already.
他不是说我现在要上刑台，他的意思说我一直就在过祭坛的生活。
So seemingly Paul is not saying I am about to be offered, but I am being offered right now.
所以从第六节我们看见忠心的管家与基督徒的奉献生活有直接密切的关系。
So then there is tremendous relationship between the life of dedication, a life of offering.And the life of a faithful steward.
因为我们一看到祭坛，我们就想到奉献。
Because whenever we see the altar, we think about offering.
但是奉献有许多人误解了奉献的意思。
But many have misunderstood the concept of offering.
我们一讲到奉献，我们就想到金钱的奉献。
When we talk about offering, immediately you think about offering of money.
也许更深一步，我们一想到奉献，就想到你们这些全职的传道人，你们是一些奉献的人。
Or you think offering means people who dedicate their lives to become full-time ministers.
我们读圣经的人都知道，每一个蒙恩得救的人都是一个奉献的人。
But if you read the Bible carefully, you will understand that everyone who is truly saved has to offer their lives to God.
什么叫得救？
What does it mean to be saved?
就是主耶稣用重价把我们买回来。
And that is being redeemed by Jesus for great price.
我们被买回来以后，当然这个东西就属于这个买它的人，对不对
？And if we are redeemed, then obviously we belong to the person who did the redemption.
所以当我们已经得救了，我们就自然应当是属于神的。
So when we say we are saved, then we belong to Jesus.
如果今天有一个人这样说。
If someone say today,
我是得救
Yes, I'm saved.
我还没有奉献
But I have not dedicated my life to Jesus.
老实说，这种说法不明白圣经里面对得救的定义的看法
I'm sorry, you do not understand the true meaning of salvation.
怪不得那个牧师说，你们中间有很多挂名的基督徒
Then it's no longer amazing why there are so many people who are only Christians in name.
每次我讲这样的信息的时候
Every time when I preach on this sermon,
有人就会批评我
Some may criticize.
牧师在讲律法，不是讲恩典。
Pastor, you're preaching on the law and not grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样。
It's not so.
我们需要在主的面前了解明白一件事情。 当我们今天完全被赎、被拯救、被买，我们当然是属于他。这难道不对吗？
We have to understand and accept the fact that when we are saved, we are being redeemed, and our lordship changes.
所以罗马书在12章第一节告诉我们说要做活祭。
And so in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul says, we shall be living sacrifices.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
奉献不只是一个点，奉献也是一条线。
So the concept of sacrifice or offering is not a point, but a line.
死祭是一个点。
A dead offering is a point.
你烧在祭坛上，一烧一刹那就没有。
Once you're dead, you're burned on the altar, and that's gone.
但是保罗说我们要像一条线一样做活祭。
But Paul is asking us to be a living sacrifice, a line.
点跟忠心没有关系。
The point has nothing to do with being faithful.
点跟信心有关系。
It has something to do with faith.
线跟忠心有关系。
But to be a line then is related to faithfulness.
所以不只是我们看见奉献是一个点，奉献也是一条线。
So let us learn to see that the concept of offering and sacrifice is not limited to being a point, but a line.
我们在第二个主日看到整个这个侍奉中心的这个是全面性的，所以它不只是线，也是一些面。And
we realize that when we look into the concept of stewardship, it really encompasses all aspects of our life, so it really changes a line into a plane.
所以一个教会中心的管家越多，那个教会就是一个越蓬勃、越复兴的教会。So
if a church with members truly understands this concept, the church will be alive, vibrant, and growing.
以斯拉记第三章告诉我们说，他们要建重建圣殿。
In the book of Ezra, we read how the Israelites wanted to rebuild the temple.
在以斯拉第三章第二节，第一个建造的不是房子、墙壁等等，是建造那个祭坛。
The first thing they started to do are not the walls or anything, but the altar.
藤建辉牧师有一次在一个信息上，他这样讲。Reverend
Philip Tang once mentioned the following.
他说，祭坛有两个条件。There
are two conditions to the altar.
一个要有祭物，一个要有火。You
need sacrifices and you need fire.
但是很多时候，有些祭坛是有祭物而没有火。
But he said, unfortunately, many altars have sacrifices, but no fire.
这个叫做冰冷的奉献。
This is called a cold offering.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在教会里面需要有这种热烈的爱。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need that hot fire of love.
我不知道是我们的个性，还是我们今天美国的环境，促使我们变成非常的冷漠。
I do not know why. Maybe it's our nature. Maybe it's our surroundings. We are seemingly always so cold.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在教会里面，在这一方面太冷漠。And
yes, brothers and sisters, we are too cold in the church.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。But
I'll remind you,
我们需要火。We
need the fire.
我们需要热。We
need the heat.
我们需要爱。We
need the love.
我们需要行动。We
need action.
我们今天太冷静，我们今天太冷酷，我们今天太无情。Perhaps
we are too cool.
藤建辉牧师说，有的时候有火而没有祭物，这也是很可怕的事情。On
the other hand, there are many altars where there's tremendous flames, but no sacrifices.
爱得不得了。There's
so much love.
但是有的时候，弟兄姊妹，请不要误会我的意思。我不是说要有火而没有祭物。Please
do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we should have fire and no sacrifice.
Drink offering, 这个祭奠的焦点，这个这种祭物呢，在旧约圣经利未记里面告诉我们说什么？是一种酒浇在祭物上面的一种祭。
The offering that we're talking about in verse 6 here is sort of an alcoholic offering. It's a drink offering where it's poured on the sacrifice to help the burning.
每一次提到 drink offering, 下面就写说这是在耶和华面前馨香的火祭。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, when they talk about drink offering, they say that this is a fragrant offering acceptable to God.
因为酒有香味。
Because indeed, it's a very fragrant.
因为酒里面有酒精，可以变成火。
and the alcohol will help the burning process.
在台湾有吃那个火烧鸡，就是放很多的酒，然后在里面烧，把酒精烧掉，能把那个酒的香味烧在那个鸡里面。
And indeed, there's a sort of dish in Taiwan where the chicken is pour lots of alcohol on it and then burn it, and it becomes very fragrant.
让我们学习保罗，让我们一直活在祭坛上面，做一个活祭。一直到见主的面，这叫忠心。
So let us learn to be a living sacrifice on the altar day by day, so until we see the Lord, and this is the meaning of faithfulness.
第七节，忠心的管家与基督徒的信仰。
In verse 7, we see the relationship between the faithful steward and the Christian's faith.
我们讲传道。
We talk about preaching.
我们讲听道。
We talk about hearing.
我们讲信道。
We talk about believing.
我们讲行道。
We talk about acting out.
这已经不错了。
This is pretty good already.
但是保罗在这里提醒我们，他这一辈子有一个很重要的事，我们常常忽略，就是要守道。
But here Paul is reminding us of this most important thing, that is to keep the faith.
我上个礼拜已经讲过，美好的仗跟道有关系，奔跑的路跟道有关系，所以整个第七章第七节是讲一件事情，就是守道这件事情。
I said this last week when Paul says the good fight that's related to the faith, when he says I finished the race that is related to the faith.
我觉得今天教会需要看重怎么样守道的这一方面。如果你有兴趣，看提摩太前书第一章。
I want to remind you this is a very important topic.
忠心的管家与奉献的生活。
The faithful steward and the life of offering.
忠心的管家与基督徒的信仰。
The faithful steward and his faith.
基督徒忠心的管家和基督徒的赏赐，这是第八节所说的。
In verse 8, we see now the faithful steward and his reward.
有人解释公义的冠冕就是永生。
Some interpret the crown of righteousness as eternal life.
我看到不少参考书是这样解释。
Indeed, many commentaries interpret this so.
我不赞同。
But I do not agree.
保罗在这里说的公义的冠冕不是指永生的赏赐。
I do not think that the crown of righteousness here refers to the reward of eternal life.
第八节是跟着第七节来的。
Because verse 8 follows verse 7.
第八节从第七节来就说明公义的冠冕和保罗的得胜有关系。
And so it tells us that the crown of righteousness is related to victory.
而且第八节告诉我们说，公义的冠冕不是为每一个信徒预备。
And in fact, in verse 8, it's clear that the crown of righteousness is not for everybody.
而且从当时的文化和习俗，那个冠冕是指说得奖赏的意思。
And in the culture of that day, the usage of the word crown means reward.
讲到这里。
And when I speak unto here,
一定有一个问题会在弟兄姊妹心里面出来。
I'm sure you have this question in your mind.
在永恒的里面，
that is in eternity.
你有冠冕，我没有冠冕。
If you have a crown and I do not,
或者你戴大冠冕，我戴小帽子。
Or you have a big crown and I only have a small hat.
在天堂还有这个还得了？
How can this be in heaven?
大家还要竞争。
Do we compete in heaven?
还要比赛。
Do we compare?
然后看我的冠冕比你的大。
Do you compare whose crown is the largest?
我骄傲，你嫉妒。
So there's pride and jealousy.
这叫天堂吗？
Is this heaven?
我相信里面有讲究。
I'm sure that this is more complex than that.
我十分相信一定有不同。
I believe that there will be differences.
如果没有不同，我常常说这是不公平的事。
Because I've shared this before, if there's no difference in eternity, this is not fair.
这个人爱主。
This person loved the Lord.
这个人马马虎虎。
And this person is only so-so.
将来在天上一样。
How can they be the same in heaven?
这个人为做主的国度有更多的属灵的投资。
This person has put a lot of spiritual investment into the kingdom of God.
或者我们换一个角度来说。
Or maybe we look at this way.
这个一天到晚站在台上，大家都看见他。
This person stands on the pulpit all the time. Everybody sees.
大家都夸奖他。
Everybody praises.
像 Billy Graham 一样。
Like Billy Graham.
但有一个人默默的，他在尽心的在侍奉主。
But perhaps another person has been serving the Lord faithfully and silently.
名不见经传，然后他们两个人将来在神面前是一样样的，是不一样的待遇。我觉得这里也说不过去。
And 근데 nobody has ever heard of that person. How should they be treated in heaven?
弟兄姊妹，不可否认，今天有得救与不得救的分别，也有得胜与不得胜的分别。
Yes, we have difference in being saved and not being saved, and there's also a difference being leading a victorious life and not leading a victorious life.
那个分别就在那千年的国度里面。
And the difference will become clear in the millennium.
我们今天为了儿女。
Today, for our children.
上个礼拜我住在 Lexington, 有一位弟兄来找我。
I live in Lexington, and last week someone came to me.
说这个 Lexington 有一个区要重新划分校区。
He said, Presley, one of these areas in Lexington, they want to redirect the district and perhaps form a new school.
去年才分，今年又要分，又是分到我们这一批人，不公平。
Last year they did that to us already, and this year it's going to involve us again. This is so unfair.
李牧师要不要你也一起去投票啊？这个多一点力量啊，大家一起来反对这件事情。
And the person wanted me to go and vote to oppose this motion.
那天晚上我跟师母都去了。
So I went with Mrs. Lee.
我那天有个很深的感触。
And I had this deep emotion in me.
今天我们活在这个世上。
Today when we live on this earth,
为了这几十年的生活。
For these couple of decades,
我们那样的认真来看,
we're so serious.
我们今天为着那一个多少的人真正看重这件事情?
How many people pay attention to the eternal kingdom like they pay attention to the education of the children?
保罗在这里提醒我们，给我们一个非常严肃的提醒。
And Paul is giving us a stern warning.
请注意，他给我们看到的是公义的神，而不是一个慈爱的神。
Here he talks about the righteous judge, the righteous God, and not the kind and merciful God.
当我准备到这里的时候，
and when I come to this point,
我在为这件事情祷告的时候，
I prayed for this.
突然发起抖来，
suddenly I started to tremble.
我非常的害怕。
I began to be afraid.
我说主啊， 我们今天太过分地强调你的爱， 而忽略了你的公义。
I say, God, we have overemphasized your love and not your righteousness.
我们今天怎么敢这样来顶撞神呢？
How can we justify our actions to God today?
时候将到， 审判要从神的家起手。
The time will come when judgment will start from his own house.
我们看两处的圣经跟这个有关系，我们就结束。
We will look into two other passages which is related to this.
请各位看哥林多前书，
First Corinthians.
我们看保罗他这里怎么样告诉我们。
What did Paul say here?
哥林多的第四章，
First Corinthians chapter 4.
我就读，我没有办法解释，没有时间解释。
There's no time for me to explain, but let us read this.
第一节到第五节，
Verses 1-5.
请各位听，我来读。 人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘时的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事。连我自己也不论断自己。我虽然不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。但判断我的乃是主。所以第五节，时候未到，什么都不要论断。 只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。我们连翻译都没有时间，我们看另外一节的圣经，罗马书十四章。We'll
next turn to Romans chapter 14.
第十节第十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
第十节，你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。经上记着说，主说：“我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。”弟兄姊妹，这两处的圣经给我们一个很严厉的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, these two verses give us a stern warning.
与忠心的管家有关系。
It is related to being a faithful steward.
今天我们太容易用我们的口。It's
too easy for us to use our tongues.
弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯我们。And
may God have mercy on us.
用嘴巴是容易的。It's
easy to use our mouths.
你不知道隐藏的那些隐情之前，请不要随便下断语。But
before you really understand what's behind the scenes, let us not jump to judgment.
何况圣经提醒我们，要有审判等着我们。
And in fact, the Bible teaches that judgment will await them.
求主提醒我们，帮助我们。
May God help us and remind us.
从奉献，从信仰，从赏赐，我们看怎么样做一个忠心的管家。
So that we can look at the faithful steward from offering, from our faith, and from the rewards.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.